morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gaurav Chisate. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 80th Independence Day. The president's address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani. It will also be telecast on all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The telecast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by its broadcast in regional languages on the regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast the regional language versions of the address at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. Meanwhile, Akashvani Kohima will also broadcast Governor Nand Kishore Yadav's address to the people of the state on the occasion of the 80th Independence Day immediately after the president's address, followed by the regional news bulletins in Nagamese and English. Nagaland is all set to celebrate the 80th Independence Day tomorrow along with the rest of the country. In the state capital Kohima, the ceremonial function will be held at the Nagaland Secretariat Plaza at 9 a.m., where Chief Minister Nipurio will hoist the national flag and take the Rashtriya salute. In the districts and subdivisions, deputy chief ministers, ministers, advisors, respective EDCs and SDOs will hoist the national flag and take the Rashtriya salute. The state-level celebration will feature 15 parade contingents participating in the march past, along with cultural and entertainment programs. The Home Department has invited citizens to participate in the celebrations at the state capital and in their respective districts and subdivisions. The state-level celebration in Kohima will also be streamed live on the official YouTube channel of the State IPR Department, DIPR Nagaland. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday presented the Sangeet Natak Academy Fellowships and Awards for the years 2024 and 2025 to over 100 artists in a special investiture ceremony in New Delhi. The awards recognize outstanding and sustained contributions to India's performing arts, covering music, dance, theatre, folk and tribal arts, puppetry, traditional theatre and other allied forms. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the awardees reflects talent and dedication of modern India. The president noted that country's music has numerous systems, dances have many styles, and folk theatre has countless forms.
We milkar Bharat ka ek sanskritik manchitra prastut karte hain. Aisa manchitra jisme is desh ki mitti se upje kathaen aur geet jude hain. Vividhata se bhari is dharti ke nrutyo aur utsav samaya hua hai. Iski bhasha boliyon ki sadiyon se banti aa rahi sanskrutiyon ki wahi basi hui hai.
Principal Secretary and Development Commissioner Nagaland Y. Kiketo Sema held a high-level meeting with a Northeast Transmission Company Limited NETC team led by Managing Director Jai Shankar in Kohima yesterday. The meeting discussed potential collaboration and investment opportunities in the power sector, focusing on strengthening transmission infrastructure, renewable energy generation and battery energy storage. Principal Secretary Sema called for greater investment, stressing that reliable power is essential for industrial growth, healthcare, employment and overall development. He said Nagaland's peak power requirement is around 193 megawatts, while in-state generation is only about 20 megawatts, meeting roughly 10% of demand. Mr. Sema also highlighted the state's solar and hydro potential and the need to reduce dependence on externally purchased power. NETC Managing Director Jai Shankar proposed exploring a special purpose vehicle with the state government for joint infrastructure development. Principal Secretary Power K.D. Vizo stressed the need to scale up power generation, particularly through solar energy, along with adequate transmission and substation infrastructure. Advisor Youth Resources and Sports Kyoshu Yumkyung yesterday inaugurated a newly constructed guest house at Sukur A village in Shamator under the Iconic scheme. Speaking on the occasion, Advisor Kyoshu highlighted the importance of such facilities in promoting development and strengthening community infrastructure. Meanwhile, the villagers acknowledged the initiative and expressed hopes that the guest house will serve the community and contribute to the overall development of Sukur village. the MSME Development and Facilitation Office, Dimapur, in collaboration with the Department of Industries and Commerce and DIC Zunhebotu, yesterday organized a one-day awareness workshop on branding and marketing under the PM Vishwakarma scheme at Zunhebotu. Over 100 artisans participated in sessions covering packaging, labeling, design, export readiness, artificial intelligence and financial literacy. WENN chapter head Zunhebotu, Kumzutoli K. Heso, stressed the importance of packaging and building product identity and attracting customers. The workshop also included sessions on use of artificial intelligence for branding and marketing, export readiness, financial literacy, e-commerce, onboarding and QR code generation. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.